a weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today's showers and thunderstorms, some that rain heavy in the lower 80s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight becoming mostly clear at mid-60s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated storms overnight, upper 60s. And Wednesday, partly sunny, scattered storms. Right now, it's 75.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue said USDA looking at options for future coronavirus relief for producers. He said, I know you're all curious about what the future CPAP will look like. Congress replenishes $14 billion in the CARES Act for CCC. He said they're in the process of evaluating the COVID-19 impacts on the ag economy and looking back at the lessons learned thus far as we consider a second round of CFAP. He says that the USDA considering additional commodities to be eligible in the CFAP and didn't think a third round of market facilitation programs are needed at this point now that China is increasing purchases of U.S. farm products. But the secretary did say the MFP2 payment mechanism could be used to pay producers under a second CFAP. Farm and rural advocacy groups are partnering with lawmakers to advocate inclusion in that next COVID response package. The groups include the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association, National Cotton Council, the National Association of Wheat Growers, and Missouri Senators Tina Smith and Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar in advocating for the pork industry. The inclusion of ethanol aid, which was excluded from the CARES Act, is being championed by both Iowa Senators Ernst and Grassley. Grassley said Ernst and I are going to try to get something that would subsidize feedstock for the ethanol industry. He said what would make the appeal credible would be the oil industry getting help or a recognition that the oil industry got help through the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And Michael Nemelka, President Trump's deputy U.S. Trade Representative nominee, expressing optimism concerning China's ability to fulfill the Phase 1 commodity purchase commitments during his nomination hearing. He noted purchases of U.S. ag goods are expected to increase rapidly this fall as seasonal purchase patterns by the country unfold. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
KNDY.
Good America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Dr. Lee Norman from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says we have more ground to make up after the spike in COVID-19 numbers across the state of Kansas after the reopening, where he says it was just too quick.
We had it going till May 26th, and then a bunch of things changed, and you know, counties and cities said, "Oh, okay, let's go party down," you know, and open the doors up. It went badly. We're back on the Nike swoosh growth phase.
He did say, however, that after the mandatory mask in many counties beginning to implement the mandates, that we are seeing the numbers begin to plateau again in the state.
But it's kind of promising that it's a leveling off for now. But we cannot let our guard down.
That audio from KSN News. In other news, the Barton County Health Department is warning residents of the community of a social media COVID-19 testing scam. KWCH reports that groups are contacting residents on social media, telling them that they were exposed to COVID-19 and to get tested, but with an associated fee. Mid-America Network News.
Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable discovery flights. For more information on all flight training, including our popular and economical private pilot packages, aircraft rentals, and checkouts or discovery flights, visit our website at iflyaugusta.com or call Augusta Flight Center at 316-733-4080.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you are contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
Rawlins and Wallace counties in western Kansas are the only two of the state's 105 counties that have yet to report any coronavirus cases. Some businesses there aren't requiring customers to wear face masks, but a few businesses are asking customers to tell them whether they've traveled outside of the country. Business owners said they agree with local officials' decisions to opt out of an order that Governor Laura Kelly is requiring people to wear the masks in public. But the two counties are among the 10 counties with the lowest testing rates in the state, and a Rawlins County Hospital spokeswoman says it's possible someone may have already had the virus. And Richard Bond, a Republican former president of the Kansas Senate, has died. Bond of Overland Park died on Thursday at the age of 84. He served 14 years in the Kansas legislature before retiring in 2001. He was president of the Kansas Senate during the last 4 years of his tenure. Bond was instrumental in securing the financing of a $40 million renovation project at the Kansas Capitol building. In later years, Bond sometimes broke with the GOP as it became more conservative and endorsed Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's bid for governor back in 2018. Mid-America Network News.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth. Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County. Irish Creek Wind Farm represents an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource, improve local roads and schools, and help residents provide for their families. The project will have a positive impact on the local community by driving jobs, salaries, and business activity. Irish Creek Wind Farm means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy. To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. Governor Pete Ricketts has touted Nebraska's pandemic response and rosier-than-expected revenue outlook in his address to the legislature. He also pushed for lawmakers to adopt his signature property tax relief and tax incentives packages within the remaining 13 days of the session. The Republican governor Friday made a rare second address within the same session, which was suspended in March over fears of spreading the coronavirus. The session resumed Monday. Governor's address came a day after the Economic Forecasting Advisory Board predicted that while the state's tax revenue will likely dip below earlier projections, the budget picture won't be as bad as previously expected. Meanwhile, state health figures show Nebraska's coronavirus numbers remaining high as the state's prison system reported four additional staffers testing positive for the virus. That brings the total number of prison employees infected to 37. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Widespread heavy rain Sunday evening prompted numerous flash flood advisories across northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. The early evening round of thunderstorms brought 3 to 5 inches in a couple of hours for many areas. Hardest hit were points along the state line, some topping 5 inches. We recorded around 3 inches here in Marysville. Among flash flood warnings issued, both the Big and Little Blue Rivers, Mill Creek and Washington County expected to rise some 8 feet in 8 hours early Monday morning with some roads barricaded. Water was across the roads in multiple other locations overnight as well as early Monday morning. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Public Works Administrator outlined plans for providing landowners herbicide to control Serratia Lespediza. There will be a limit per landowner, which will treat 160 acres. The program begins September 1st through the first frost. The $7,000 budget from the county will cover over 5,000 acres total. Surplus county items were recently sold, netting over $32,000. The bridge crews moved on to the Bison Road Bridge as Waterville Bridge repair is progressing. Commissioners voted a contract with Cook, Flat, and Stribble for engineering services for the proposed Irish Creek Wind Farm project. Commissioners met with department heads. It was reported the drop box at the courthouse has been installed. The Northeast Kansas Officials meeting of 17 counties that Marshall County was to host in September will be postponed until next year. An attorney for the Kansas Association of Counties joined the meeting to give a presentation and answer questions regarding the Kansas Open Records Act. The Open Records Act allows 3 days to respond to any request. This does not mean the documents need to be produced in 3 days. All open records must be available for review, and a copy must be made if requested. The county is allowed to charge for these services, and it was stressed the importance of consistency regarding fees. A record is anything produced within the county that is subject to open records request. Certain records are exempt. There are also records that could be made available, but would have certain information redacted for privacy. It was recommended all replies be done electronically and copies made for compliance and consistency. A fee schedule was adopted later in the board meeting as recommended by the Register of Deeds. Commissioners finalizing plans and agenda for a public meeting regarding the proposed Irish Creek Wind Farm Wednesday, August 5th at St. Gregory's Catholic Church Hall in Marysville beginning at 6 p.m. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday conducting mostly routine business. Delinquent tax reminders were sent recently. Commissioners walked through and inspected repairs completed at the courthouse basement. Co-valedictorians Avery Lynch, Grace Holly, and Piper Patterson addressed fellow classmates as part of graduation ceremonies held Sunday for Marysville High School Class of 2020.
The time my classmates and I have spent here at Marysville High School has left a big impact on our lives. Thank you to the administrators, teachers, lunch ladies, janitors, paras, and all of the rest of you for putting so much work into this school and its students. The care and guidance you have offered has affected our character and shaped our aspirations. Your influence has, hopefully, better prepared us to enter the next stage of our lives.
Thank you, teachers, staff, coaches, and parents for helping us throughout the years and during these trying times. Most high school classes don't have to deal with something like this. None of us realized when we walked out of the door the Friday before spring break that our days of walking the halls as a student were over. We've gotten through this, and I'm sure we will make it through many other trials in the future.
The class of 2020 is one to remember. Our class will forever be remembered as the ones who never really got to finish our senior year and all the wildness that comes with it. One good thing that came from this year is that the school will remember us as the class with the best senior skip day because we never came back.
Activities conclude Monday at the Nemahal County Free Fair in Seneca. Premium auction begins at 6 with decorated cakes, bread baskets, and cookie containers. The livestock auction will follow no sooner than 7 p.m. Martha Marty Clark, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial St. Joseph Cemetery, Lillis. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7:30 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5:30 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marty Clark.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, Marshall County District Magistrate Judge. Judge Heckey has over 30 years' experience working in the criminal justice field, serving 16 years as your District Magistrate Judge. She continues to work hard to assure the citizens of Marshall County have access to a fair and impartial judiciary. She has heard over 2,100 child in need of care cases, over 3,000 criminal matters, hundreds of probate and civil action cases. She has the right kind of education and experience needed to serve the citizens of Marshall County. Vote education and experience. Vote Angela Heckey.
This is Angela R. Heckey, and I approve this message.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Monday, we have a frontal boundary across the central into the east central parts of the Midwest. This is bringing some showers and thunderstorms across the area. That will continue through the day before that front moves off towards the east southeast, and quiet weather for tonight and into tomorrow. Another system will move in, bringing more chances of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday through the end of the week. Otherwise, temperatures not bad, definitely cooler than what we saw last week. So across the area, showers and thunderstorms, some that rain heavy, lower 80s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight becoming mostly clear, fog mid-60s. For tomorrow, we'll continue with fog early, otherwise sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated storms overnight in the upper 60s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms around 82 degrees. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Wide-ranging rainfall amounts topping 3 to 5 inches across much of the listening area overnight, prompting flash flooding. Average high temperature late July, 88. Recent record high hit the century mark in 2003. The average low 66 and a record low 52 back in 2005. Sunset this evening 8:44, sunrise in the morning 6:21. We recorded around 3 inches of rain overnight here at studios in Marysville.
The organic label is becoming increasingly important to supermarket shoppers, and producers are rushing to keep up with demand. A snapshot of the industry today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
No one plans to get sick or injured, but when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 27th, the 209th day of the year. Comedian Bill Engvall has a birthday, and Bugs Bunny turns 80 years old. Organic may be the hottest food word of the decade, and the demand for organic products shows no sign of stopping. Consumers continue to look for foods certified as grown without chemical fertilizer or pesticides. California, as you might expect, leads the country in organic farming. Organic dairies put Wisconsin in second place, followed by New York, Pennsylvania, and Iowa. The trend is growing fastest in Arkansas, with an increase of more than 500% since 2011. After cow's milk, the most produced organic products are chicken, eggs, and apples. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac. Learn more at almanac.com.
Friends, I am Lisa Mosier, candidate for the District 106 seat in the Kansas House of Representatives. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that rates for the five leading causes of death in the United States are higher in rural communities. Obstacles faced by providers and patients in rural areas differ from those in urban areas. As your representative, I will support legislation bridging rural health care disparities. Thank you for your vote in the August 4th primary. This message paid for by Mosier for Kansas House District 106, Martha Pat Brady, Treasurer.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. One Kansas City Chief is the first NFL player to opt out of the upcoming season. Correspondent Coy Wire has his story.
Chief Super Bowl champ Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, the first practicing medical doctor to ever play in the NFL, said he's seen the stress the pandemic puts on the healthcare system, and the only risks he'll take are those that arise as he continues to work on the front line caring for patients.
That's right. Lauren DuVernay-Tardif is choosing to put his medical degree to use on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic rather than helping the Kansas City Chiefs defend their first Super Bowl title in 50 years. Carlos Carrasco led the Cleveland Indians to a 9-2 win over the Kansas City Royals. Cleveland took two of three games in the series. Royals manager Mike Matheny used his bullpen because he's missing two starters who tested positive for coronavirus. Mid-America Network Sports.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Well, with everything going on in the world, times are tough, even for celebrities. Correspondent Jim Roop reports from Los Angeles that Tom Hanks has taken back a job that he once had when he was a teenager.
Tom Hanks is a native of Oakland, California. When he was a teenager, he was a hot dog vendor at the Oakland Coliseum, home of the Oakland Athletics. He's re-upped with the A's, sort of.
Hot dogs here! Colossal hot dogs!
Hanks is hawking hot dogs virtually for the A's, like everything else virtual. The crowd noise, the chants, the only thing real are the players and the ballpark announcers. Hanks, by the way, is quite versatile in his voice work, as you may know. So much so, the A's will have him hawking peanuts, popcorn, and programs as well. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
You'll recall this name, Joel Embiid, is hurting, and that's a cause for concern as the Philadelphia 76ers set to restart their season this week. The All-Star starting center sat out Philadelphia's scrimmage against Oklahoma City on Sunday with a right calf tightness. Mid-America Network Sports.
Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Attract birds and butterflies to your landscape with Side Oats Grama. This warm season grass is native throughout the United States and southern Canada. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Include this grass in foundation plantings, perennial gardens, mixed borders, and containers. The fine foliage adds motion and texture to any garden and provides food for various caterpillars and nesting material for the birds. Flowers appear on oat-like spikes in mid to late summer. The individual flowers are purple tinged and dangle from one side, inspiring the common name. The leaves turn brown and flower spikes a dull tan in fall, persisting through winter. Grow Side Oats Grama in full sun and dry or moist, well-drained soil. Once established, the plants are heat and drought tolerant, and deer tend to leave it be. Hardy in zones 3 to 9, it grows 2 to 3 feet tall. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help.
As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The four great courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets, cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Hello, I am State Representative Don Heineman. I am supporting John Unger's candidacy for the Kansas House of Representatives because I believe he is the best candidate to represent the 106th District in Topeka. During my time as Kansas House Majority Leader, I always appreciated those members who diligently study the issues. I appreciated members who have deep roots in their community. You can be assured that when he gets there, he will not be beholden to well-funded special interest groups because he knows he doesn't represent them. Instead, he will answer to you.
Paid for by John L. Unger for State Representative Kathleen M. Unger, Treasurer.
He is one of the greatest Indian chiefs ever to lead his tribes in peace and battle. Interestingly, two different towns claim his burial spot. We'll hit the road to track down the story from the heart of the Dakotas, next on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and the project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
Kim Ulmer is a rancher who spent most of his life in the Dakotas. He enjoys sharing historical stories of the area, including the importance of one specific spot on his ranch.
My family purchased the ranch, and this Rattlesnake Butte is on it. It's the highest point in this area, and the Native Americans back in the days would use it for smoke signals. And so it's also a religious spot where they would go there for religious ceremonies and hold sun dances and that type of thing.
Sitting Bull was born near Mobridge, South Dakota. He died near Fort Yates, North Dakota. And the latter town is where he was buried until residents in Mobridge moved his grave near his place of birth.
He was born in this area, and he was famous for his battle with Custer, of course. And then later on, they was in Canada, and then he ended up at the Standing Rock Reservation.
Some people still contend that Fort Yates has Sitting Bull's grave. A monument sits atop the burial spot in Mobridge, though, in his honor.
I'm not going to say which way it was, but, you know, the nice thing about it is that he was being honored in some way and that it is respected, is well taken care of here. And there's a lot of people that got to know Sitting Bull a lot better because he's on a main highway.
That bust of Sitting Bull sits atop a bluff overlooking the Missouri River and the town of Mobridge.
The man passed away, but he's sure getting some attention in this area, and so are the Native Americans due to it. And so I hope they're blessed by it. You know, if something was done wrong at that time, I hope something turned around and turned out to be good for it.
Kim Ulmer is a cattleman that truly respects the heritage of his land and sharing the stories of those who lived here before him. Traveling the Countryside in Mobridge, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household auction with tools, furniture, household items, and collectibles for Ella Marie Talbot Saturday, August 1st. Sale begins at 9:30 at 1000 North 8th Street in Marysville. Selling toolboxes, a small rolling toolbox, router, electrical reciprocal saw. Collectibles include a restored 100-year-old horse-drawn sleigh, wrought iron baby bed, Seth Thomas mantel clock. Appliances and furniture include an upright 14-foot freezer, a 15-foot refrigerator, mini refrigerator, Lazy Boy recliner, reclining love seat, glide rocker, chest of drawers, three-piece blonde mid-century bedroom set, Wurlitzer piano, other kitchen items, and miscellaneous. This auction for Ella Marie Talbot Saturday, August 1st begins at 9:30 at 1000 North 8th Street in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Cover Crops and the mustard family could help fight soil-borne diseases. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's not proven, but could be a natural alternative to chemical fumigation as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
It's no secret that farmers work their tails off. Heck, you're probably working right now. So here's a little work-related advice from Cenex. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. It even extends the life of your injectors and injector pumps. Typical number 2 diesel? That's for hobby farmers. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Vegetable growers are very interested in finding an alternative to chemical fumigation for dealing with soil-borne diseases. Mustard cover crops are being studied as biofumigants. When the tissue of a mustard plant is chopped up in the fall and worked into the soil, there are compounds that release a gas that might help knock down certain soil-borne pests and diseases. Vegetable extension educator Ben Werling at Michigan State University says most of the research has been done with potato crops in the western United States, which have shown some benefit. He did a trial with mustard cover crops on asparagus in Michigan and found no difference. But if you are already growing mustards for other benefits, here's how to maximize your chances.
So you're doing it in the fall ahead of planting whatever crop you want to benefit. Or if you're thinking longer term, that biofumigant gas, if it is doing anything, it's going to be active in September immediately after you incorporate it and then dissipate pretty quickly. So that's when it would be providing any pesticidal benefit, ideally knocking down pathogen levels before you plant your crop next year.
Werling says more research needs to be done. Mustard biofumigation results are inconsistent, so this is not recommended as a complete alternative to chemical fumigation. But growers can try their own research.
If you have a really gnarly soil-borne disease issue, definitely don't rely on this as a solution. But if they fit well in your rotation, if you can afford to do it, maybe do some strips of it. If you can split a field or do it in some fields and not others for a couple years, and then see if you can measure yield so you got numbers and not just your gut feeling.
Learn more about cover crop biofumigation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
At Country Place Senior Living, you'll have life as you want it and care as you need it. Country Place Senior Living is welcoming, well-designed, and focuses on the specific needs of older adults. Each apartment is designed to help seniors feel independent, secure, and dignified. At Country Place Senior Living, residents feel at home.
I've made it my home by bringing in a few pictures from my family and just getting acquainted with the people that live here and the good help they have here, and it just seems like home to me.
To make Country Place Senior Living your home, call 562-4001.
Save your divine. Lord, hear me while I pray.
know how much you need to retire? If not, you're not alone. About 80% of Americans are not prepared for retirement. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. We often think about retirement as a lavish, all-expenses-paid vacation, and that can feel impossible to attain. But really, does that view of retirement reflect your faith and your values? Rather than assuming you'll always need more when you retire, why don't you stop and consider how much is enough for you in retirement? Then, find a financial professional you trust, one who will listen and help you use your finances as a tool to live out your faith. Working together, you can create a strategy to help you turn your vision into reality. So ask God for direction when it comes to preparing for retirement, and then start to put the pieces in place. And keep in mind one thing. God has a plan for your life, including your retirement.
Republican Senate Hotline, can I help you?
Yeah, I have some questions about the ads I'm seeing.
Well, I'm here to help.
So they say Kris Kobach is too conservative.
Well, that's a judgment call. He's been very consistent on standing with Trump, building a wall and saying voter fraud is dangerous. And supporters of Kris Kobach say he's never wavered on being tough on China.
Huh, that's good to know. And what about Roger Marshall? The ads say he hasn't been for Trump.
Well, Roger Marshall backed John Kasich against Trump. He's a Mitt Romney Republican.
I don't like Romney.
And critics say even now Marshall hasn't supported Trump. Marshall's been both for and against a wall, and he was for going easy on China. But now he's flipped.
Well, I'm pretty conservative. Sounds like Marshall's a politician who's all over the place.
Well, that's up for you to decide, ma'am. Paid for by Sunflower State, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 316-285-9550. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Several peanut industry groups have a new unified voice in Washington. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
As farmers and applicators are making pesticide applications this season, the Growing Matters Coalition encourages them to be cognizant of pollinators' visitation habits. Tim Joseph is Senior Product Manager for Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Bees and other insect pollinators are most at risk from pesticides when they're applied to crops or plants while they are blooming. Before applying pesticides, farmers and applicators should be aware of the crop's bloom stage and pollinator attractiveness. To avoid exposing insect pollinators to pesticides, farmers and applicators should strictly observe the application timing on the label relative to the blooming stage of the crop as well as other plants in the area.
If you'd like more information on the Be Sure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
The United States Peanut Federation was recently formed by three peanut industry groups to improve communications in Washington for the industry. Bob Redding is a longtime D.C. lobbyist for peanut interests.
In the past, what we've done is share positions on an issue before we move into it, talk about it, strategize. And this allows us to plan a little better, use our resources better, and working on not just farm bills, but other issues like trade, food safety, and those kinds of matters.
Redding says peanut farmers had a tough crop year in 2019, and the pandemic hitting this year hasn't helped either.
We had the run on peanut butter off grocery store shelves and convenience store shelves, et cetera. But we're not seeing that at the grower level. The contract prices at this point have been pretty much the same. But as far as the stimulus assistance, the CARES Act on the agricultural pieces really did not provide a lot for peanut growers.
Redding says the industry is hoping the next economic stimulus phase will bring better news for peanut growers. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth. Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County. Irish Creek Wind Farm represents an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource, improve local roads and schools, and help residents provide for their families. The project will have a positive impact on the local community by driving jobs, salaries, and business activity. Irish Creek Wind Farming's a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy.
To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Our broadcasters hit spec with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. The harvest continues to move north, and it continues to wrap up in the state of Nebraska as just a few regions continuing with theirs. Out in the northern panhandle, it continues with harvest. About 75% of it complete so far. The region did receive a bit of rain earlier last week, along with some hail, which slowed down the progress just a bit up until it dries again. Dryland harvest has been moving along steadily, with irrigated harvest expected to begin around now. Yields are about average, ranging between 35 to 60 bushels. Protein is between 10 and 11%, and test weights are averaging 60 pounds. We check in with Skimper Harvesting once again. J.C. Skimper joining us over the phones as his crews finish up there in Nebraska and on their way to Montana. So what was the main concerns there in Nebraska? Was it the weather? And what do you have in front of you there for Montana?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The freeze damage we're seeing here in western Nebraska, obviously going to the future here in the next 10 days, a few weeks. We're going to be heading for Montana, and that's going to be coming off here on the 25th of this month, which is a little bit later than normal because they've got such a wet, cool spring. And what that means, the damage is filled out nice, and they're expecting a bumper crop out there. But what's really taking effect up there is the Hashkin fly problem, and I would have never thought I'd see the day where we're going back and picking up most of our wheat up there because falling down is just a Hashkin fly problem. So we've even seen some Hashkin fly problems here in Sydney, Nebraska. So especially on the outside corners of these fields, the no-till kind of brings that on, and it could become a problem out here. And I haven't seen that out here in a long time.
Again, that's J.C. Skimper with Skimper Harvesting. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is out to make your summer a whole lot better during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Over 400 vehicles to choose from. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. Get up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. And Midwest Kia is offering you up to $1,500 in trade-in assistance. Get $1,500 more. Plus, during the Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event, we want to buy your car. We'll buy your car. It's Midwest Kia's Summer Sales Event going on now with up to $8,000 off new Kias. Your summer just got better at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and approved credits. Not all customers qualify. Trade must be year 2000 or newer. Limited term financing on Sportage, Sorento, Optima, Solar, and Stinger. New KM with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540. MSRP 32805.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Creighton University Rural Main Street Index increased to a weak level from June's frail reading. According to the monthly survey of bank CEOs in a rural area of a 10-state region dependent on agriculture and or energy, July's reading represents the fourth straight month with a reading indicating recessionary economic conditions. The overall index for July climbed to 44.1. That's well below growth neutral, but up from June's 37.9 and April's record low of 12.1. Now, this index ranges between 0 and 100, with a reading of 50 representing growth neutral. Dr. Ernie Goss, the McAllister Chair of Regional Economics at Creighton University's College of Business, says farm commodity prices down 12.5% over the last 12 months as a result, despite the initiation of $16 billion in U.S. farm support payments. Only 6% of bankers reporting their area economy has improved compared to June, while 17.6% says economic conditions have worsened. This month, bank CEOs were asked the current operation status of ethanol plants in their areas. Almost a third of bankers with local ethanol plants reported current production shutdowns, either permanent or temporary. Farmland prices continue to slide. July readings of 45.6, down from June's 46.8. This is the 79th time in the last 80 months the index has been below growth neutral. Falling ag commodity prices and farm income failing to diminish annual farm rents per acre. This month's CEOs reported average per farmland rents $220, which is almost unchanged from that detail earlier in the year and even 4 years ago. Borrowing from farmers expanded in July, but at a slower rate than in June. Approximately 38% of bankers reporting a decline in customer visits due to the coronavirus. About a third of the bank CEOs indicated that the coronavirus had reduced the number of farm loan applications. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here, still trying to keep up with the agricultural postponements and cancellations. So let me review at least those that we have, and I'm sure there'll be some more that will be added before this summer is over. Because we already know about the county fairs and the state fairs that have been canceled or in some cases postponed. But we add to that every week, and we're still waiting to hear from some. We know the National FFA Convention will be a virtual convention. County fairs, state fairs canceled in many areas of the country. And we add a few more that we heard from those of you who are helping me keep up with this cancellation situation. First of all, the 2020 Big Iron Farm Show, scheduled for September 15 through 17 in West Fargo, North Dakota, still on the schedule. The 2020 Sunbelt Ag Expo, scheduled for October 20 to 22 in Moultrie, Georgia, still on the schedule. And the Ohio Farm Science Review, scheduled for September 22 through 24, will be a virtual event this year. So far, not been canceled. And then the New York Empire Farm Days has been postponed to August 3, 4, and 5 of 2021. So that one will not take place this year. So those are some of the events that we know have been canceled or in some cases postponed. And if you can help me with any other events that you know about, we'll certainly share them with our audience across the country. Those events that we know have been postponed, state fairs in Wisconsin, in Illinois, in Indiana, in Iowa, in our Midwest farming area, but other events that have been postponed or canceled, the World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, that's a big one, and also the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. That has been canceled again because of the COVID-19 situation, where it's difficult to put any large groups or even small groups together in one place because of the growth of the COVID-19 attacks. So mark those down, and we'll try to cover them for you. Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. That has been postponed, well, canceled till next year, and also the Husker Harvest Days in Grand Island, Nebraska, also will be held next year. So those are some big events that attract thousands of people and exhibitors who will not be able to show off their new equipment, new tractors, new planters, and all of the other equipment that is spotlighted and highlighted at those outdoor farm shows. And we don't know about the World Show in Tulare, California, early next year. But my advice to those of you who were planning to go to a county fair or a state fair, before you get in the car or the pickup and start, get in touch with the fair that you're planning to attend just to make sure that you will be able to see something besides a virtual presentation at the fair that you're planning to go to. Yes, I for one am going to miss going to the county and state fairs and the other events, but I certainly understand the good reason why they are postponed or canceled. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Bad weather, low market prices, high operating expense. Farming can be a stressful business. Over time, that stress can become toxic, even leading to depression. Symptoms of depression can include social withdrawal, change in sleeping and eating, and prolonged sadness. If you are experiencing these symptoms, reach out for help. High Plains Mental Health Center is here for you. Visit hpmhc.com today.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Before you hit the road transporting livestock, give the truck and trailer a good inspection so you and your livestock have a safe ride on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
It's no secret that farmers work their tails off. Heck, you're probably working right now. So here's a little work-related advice from Cenex. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. It even extends the life of your injectors and injector pumps. Typical number 2 diesel? That's for hobby farmers. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Whether you're hauling livestock to a market or to a show, be sure your vehicle can handle the weight and the trailer is in good working condition. Check the brakes, electrical wiring, and hitch. Make sure there are no sharp edges or pinch points that could injure the animals. Be sure the flooring is sound and provides traction. Karen Johnson is an extension educator at the University of Minnesota. She says when loading animals, most of the weight should be in front of the axles.
When I think about loading, say, a gooseneck trailer, I'm going to want my heaviest animals in front of those axles. So closest to the front of the trailer, I'm going to load my older or larger animals that have quite a bit more weight than what my younger animals would. Each trailer is going to be a little bit different, and understanding where that balance point is on that trailer is going to be important.
The decision of whether to tie up the animals or leave them loose depends on the species of livestock and your destination. The movement or shifting of animals can affect your handling of the vehicle. Once the animals are safely inside and the door is shut, Johnson says, do not lock it.
The thing behind that is you lock a trailer and you get into an accident. Well, if that trailer is laying on the side of the road and you can't get into your trailer, it's because it's locked. And so it's easier in emergency scenarios if you put like a safety pin or a latch, not a lock, to help prevent it from popping open unexpectedly, but still be able to access it within a couple of seconds.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more livestock trailer safety tips at agriculture.com.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network in for Sam Speck. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Monday today, and we're seeing what used to be a lot of green on the board. We're starting to see quite a bit of red as well. Now, live cattle started off in the green today, now in the red, 55 cents down to 177 cents even. October is down 92 cents to 104 and 20, with December sitting 77 cents lower to 108 and 55. And feeder cattle, that one was in the green this morning as well at opening. Now in the red, 107 down for August to 140.97. September is down 117 to 141 and 57 cents. Lean hogs still hanging in the green right now, though, 47 cents up to 54.47. In October, up 45 cents to 50 and 60 cents. In the grain, we do see that one in the red all across the board. Now September corn down 2 points to 324 and a quarter. December down 1.5 to 333 and a half. Wheat for September is down 11 points now to 528.5. Having a rough day there. December wheat, same story, 10 points lower to 535.25. KC wheat, we see pretty much red here, 10.75 down to 438.75. With KC wheat for December down 10.75 to 449.75. Over in the soybeans, we see mixed across the board still here. August soybeans up 1.5 to 906.25. September up 0.25 to 899 even. Soybean meal for August right now up 230 to 293.10. September up 250 to 296 even. Soybean oil, different story here, though that's in the red, 37 cents down to 29.43, and September setting 37 cents lower to 29.55. Real quick, taking a look at your energy markets today, we see it mixed across the board. That started off mostly in the green as well, as crude oil for September is up 19 cents to 41.48, unleaded gas for August down a penny to 127, and heating oil is up just a hair to 1.25, with natural gas sitting 174, which is down 6 cents. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
At Rusty Eck Ford, the summer savings start now. Rusty Eck Ford has our hottest lease deals on over 400 new Fords in stock. Get a special selection of new 2020 Escape SEs from just $259 a month. Escapes, just $259 a month. Or new 2020 Explorer XLTs from just $365 a month. Explorers, just $365 a month. Plus, new 2020 F-150 Supercrew STXs from just $399 a month. F-150s, just $399 a month. 36-month lease offers with no security deposit required, plus tax and fees. And beware of other dealers' fine print. Rusty Eck Ford has honest pricing with just $2,500 due at signing. So give your summer off to a sizzling start. Only at Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com, where we'll take anything in on trade. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with a boot credit, 10,500 miles, or 2650 escape per mile thereafter. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire.
We've been your hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.